This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, at a community swimming pool in Seattle, an idea to make forbidden pleasures possible for a group of Muslim women. First, on TV home makeover shows, designers and builders will transform your miserable little domicile into a dramatic dream pad, newly redone paint and plaster. But when the camera crews leave, look more closely at that paint job and ask yourself, what's underneath it? Just who are these contractors anyway? From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports on the woes of getting a home makeover.
Last year, Charles Higgins' parents passed away, and ever since then, the 22-year-old says he wanted to keep his four siblings together, but they couldn't afford to live on their own. So they moved in with the Leomides, family friends who lived in a one-story, two-bedroom house in L.A. The Leomidi family already had three kids, so space was at a minimum. 6 months ago, ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition renovated the house and added seven more bedrooms. On the show, one of the program's interior designers showed off Charles's room, which included a giant map on the wall.
This is Charles' room. Charles likes to travel. He wants to see the world. And thanks to us, he now will. I gave him the world.
But according to Charles Higgins, the Leomidi family recently told him and his siblings to leave, and now they're homeless. Last week, the Higgins kids filed lawsuits against the Leomidi family and ABC. Standing outside an L.A. courthouse, Charles Higgins says ABC capitalized on his family's misfortune. Their story made for great drama. The episode drew more than 16 million viewers.
I'm kind of upset that what happened, you know, because they broke a promise to us. You know, they promised that we have a home. And
ABC wouldn't comment on the lawsuit, but they did issue a written statement that said, quote, "It is important to note that the episode was about the rebuilding of the Leomidi family's existing home to accommodate the inclusion of the five Higgins siblings. The Leomidi family did not return phone calls." Most makeover show participants don't wind up filing lawsuits, but quite a few have been disappointed with the results. April Lunston had the master bedroom of her L.A. home redone on another network show. Designers painted the walls, replaced old carpet with wood floors, and gave them new furniture.
When I walked in, you know, and they had candles lit, and it was lit beautifully, and I thought, this room is gorgeous. And then once they left, it was like, you know, everything fell apart.
Lunston says the work done on her home was a far cry from professional. She soon noticed paint streaks and loose moldings.
They made a bedspread that the seams immediately split, like after the first night that we slept in it.
Lunston estimates it will take about $1,500 to fix the work done. But at least that's a one-time cost, unlike utilities. Makeover winners can also face additional costs, like heating a brand new pool, powering new appliances, or watering a new garden. And if square footage is added or there's significant new construction, property taxes can go up by thousands of dollars. L.A. County Tax Assessor Bonnie Oliver.
There's no exemption for new construction just because they happen to be part of a show, you know, where the construction is paid by a third party.
TV producers aren't oblivious to this. They'll often rent a house from an owner for as much as $50,000 while crews renovate it, and that can help defray the costs of taxes and utilities. But, says Alex Ben Block, editor of Television Week, those who sponsor home makeovers aren't exactly good Samaritans. The network behind Extreme Makeover is no exception.
ABC is part of a very large company called the Walt Disney Company. Their mission is to make profits. The ABC network makes profits by attracting audience and then having Nielsen measure that audience and give them ratings that are leveraged with advertisers to get high rates.
ABC's not just in it for the ratings, argues Brian Wofford, whose home was renovated by Extreme Makeover last year. The single father says the cast and crew still sends his eight kids emails, and their new house has made a huge difference in their lives.
My kids can actually take showers and not have to wait sometimes an hour for the water to get hot. It just makes life better.
Now that Wofford's home is more than three times its original size, his annual property taxes have gone up by several thousand dollars. But he says it's a price he's happy to pay. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.